semi-monthly voicemail. That's right, we call it a podcast, but it's a voicemail from who? Your internet acquaintance. That's right. That's right. That's who I am. That's who I am. I am Linda James, LJ, your internet acquaintance. It's early. This is an early morning one when I'm recording now. So, I've got that extra early voice. Isn't that fun? That's fun. Let's go with that. Let's go with that. Oh, it's so good to talk to you. How are you? First of all, how are you? How are you? Wow. Okay, well, thanks for sharing. Yeah, you know, I hear you. I'm doing okay. I'm just, you know, I'm trucking along. I'm exhausted. Let's be clear. I'm tired. I am back at work full time. And I'm just, you know, oh God, I've worked full time. I'm a single parent to an adorable cat who just showed up on cue. Hi, Benjamin. Little kisses. Hi, Benjamin. Do you want to talk? You just like to come over to the microphone and look at it? Yeah, do you want to sit in my lap? Do you want to hang out? Come on. Come here. Okay. Okay. I'm a single mom who works too hard, who loves her kid and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. That's right, Benjamin. Do you have anything to say? You're a what? A survivor. So, you know, apologies that my podcasting schedule is sporadic at best. I'm a single mom and a deadbeat dad. That's right. Thank you for chiming in on that. And, you know, sometimes it takes me a while to pod. I just have to be in the right mood. And I have to not be totally exhausted. So Here we are. Welcome. It is good to hear from you. I enjoy speaking to you. So, you know, it's always a pleasure. But the world's exhausting, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know all too well. You know all too well. Well, who am I explaining to? Yeah, we've got a couple of things to say. I was like, what am I going to say on this episode? I have no idea. And I found the book, you know, the book that I write down things to say. And there are some things in here. So we're going to go through them, whatever it is. I wrote these things about a week ago when I was going to podcast. And then I got too tired. So we're going to just go through and find out what I had to say a week ago and if it still holds true today. I think it will. So let's start the show. Yes. Thank you. Yes. You know, we always like to start the show by saying, you know, go ahead and get yourself a vaccine. You know, we're very pro-vaccine around here. We love to say, wear a mask. We love that. Black Lives Matter. Support the AAPI community. Protect reproductive freedom. Support mutual aid. Abolish the police. Abolish ICE. And support the arts. Simple as that. Now let's all breathe. It's actually not that simple. Quite complicated and very stressful, but we're just gonna start there today. We're gonna start there by saying that and by breathing. Okay. So let's see what's on the list. First thing on the list is something that was sort of, you okay? Something that is scientific theory that has already proven itself inaccurate, because I wrote on the list that hot glue, life hack, hot glue fixes everything. So first let's start at the beginning here. Let's start at the end. Benjamin, do you want to come over for this? He's playing with the ball. Hot glue fixes everything. a statement which I've proven wrong. Okay, so we need to go back to the picture it, 1998, eighth grade graduation. What did I ask for? You guessed it, a hot glue gun. This hot glue gun was my eighth grade graduation gift. I got it at, I believe, Ben Franklin. I picked it out myself. Shout out to Ben Franklin, a store that existed many years. Was it Ben Franklin or was it Rockaway Sales? I think it was Ben Franklin. Well, like, only, I believe, East Northeastern people of a certain tri-state area niche will know what a Ben Franklin is. But that's where I got the gun. I went to Ben Franklin. I picked it out. That's a five and dime, kids. Also a statement that doesn't make sense anymore. It's a sort of store. It's like a tiny Target. It's like a small Target of yesteryear where they've got a little bit of everything, but like a lot of craft stuff. And like a little tiny, like, you know, they've got like a folding table and chairs as well, you know, and fake plants, craft supplies. You know, like a couple of live plants, depending on the season, candy, coloring books, maybe like one small section of clothing. You're probably going to craft on top of it, you know? So yeah, I went to the Ben Franklin. I picked out my craft gun. What was that you asked? Do I still have it today? I do. I have kept this glue gun at my side for the last, how old was I? Okay, so like 25 years, this glue gun's been with me. That's it. Is it 25 years? I'm terrible at math. Let's find out. It's too early. I'm exhausted, you know? 24 years. For the past 24 years, I have had this glue gun. Okay, and it has gone through various levels of usage. It is still just flawless as the day is long. You're going to hear some cat playing behind me. Okay, I did not ask to be the parent of an athlete, but I support him on his journey, so you're going to hear that playing. He is chasing a ball. He's Cristiano Ronaldo, is what we also call this kid. So I've had this glue gun for 24 years, okay? And I've used it many, many times, and I haven't used it for a while, though. I have not ordered or purchased glue gun refills for a long time. Usually when I do see the glue sticks in the store, I'm like, is that the right size? I don't know. And I don't get them. And I recently said to myself, I'm on like a kick of buying things I need. Or not even the things I need, because I don't really, do I need glue gun sticks? Probably not. But things that like may, like the stockpile of things that may help my life, you know, like, because sometimes I think if only I had a hot glue gun stick, I could fix that, you know? And inevitably I don't have them, or there's just like, I'll try to use the half of a glue gun stick that's in there, but it's got no force, so you just dribble in glue. You know, the trigger pushes the new glue stick and the old glue stick goes. The glue stick that is in the glue gun currently, that's being forced through by the new glue sticks, is probably from like 2011, you know. Hi Benjamin. So I got glue sticks, and, I was very proud of myself, you know. I had a project that needed, attendance, and I did it with my new glue stick, and I was very proud of myself, and I said to myself, what can't a glue gun fix? Now, the project is that I have a very delightful vacuum cleaner that I'm very happy with. I enjoy it. It is sort of a Dyson handheld knockoff. It is not of a poor quality, but it's not a $400 vacuum. It was like 150 or something. I've had it for a couple of years, 3 years perhaps. It's still going strong. I love it very much. And, you know, cleanable filter, all that, HEPA filter. It's a lovely vacuum. Lightweight. I clean the car. I clean the house. I clean it all. I've brought it. I've brought my vacuum with me places to clean things that I was uncomfortable with secretly. That's how much I love this vacuum and how perhaps some issues with control that I need to talk about in therapy as well. Cleaning things that aren't mine. Yeah, so the delightful vacuum. I thought about that for a second. Sorry, I threw myself off. The delightful vacuum has a rubber bumper on the front of the sort of traditional floor roller. You know, you're vacuuming on the floor. Like, we got the big stick out. That guy, the rolling brush that's cleaning that unit, has a rubber bumper on the front of it. Now, that rubber bumper, with time, has become loose, and at both ends it's flapping off in the breeze, and I don't like it. I do not like it. It bothers me. It bothers me very much. I'm squeaking on things. It's the morning. I've had caffeine. I'm also sleepy. Forgive any sound issues. I've got a very active soccer playing cat as well. I do not care for my bumper flapping off. So I was vacuuming one day, as one does, and I looked at it and I said, wait a minute, I have hot glue. I can fix this. I am a genius. I can fix this. This is going to be brilliant. All my problems are going to be solved. Good as new. Fresh as a daisy vacuum cleaner. Well, I broke out the hot glue gun. I inserted the new glue stick that I just purchased. Worked like a charm. I glued down the bumper. I said, oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. I was thrilled with it for about 1 week. When, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm an aggressive vacuumer. Maybe I'm just slamming into things all over the place. But once again, the bumper became loose. The hot glue is not the correct compound to fix this rubber bumper issue. Did it stop me from testing my first theory, which was perhaps I need more hot glue? No, it did not. And I added more hot glue. I sure did. And I got about the same amount of wear. I got about 1 week's worth of wear before the bumper started falling off. And now I've had to, I'm crossing it off right now. Hot glue fixes everything. It doesn't. Temporarily. Hot glue, here's the statement, okay? Is this the episode title? Hot glue temporarily fixes everything. Hot glue fixes everything, ... temporarily? One of those. But I love hot glue. Don't you love hot glue? Oh my god. So yeah, that's all the hot glue. That's all the hot glue info I have for you. I haven't tried super glue on the front. I think it's too viscous. It's too watery. It's not going to work. It's not going to hold. I bet like a rubber cement that you would use on like a shoe is really what I'm looking for. And I probably should sand down the plastic of the front of the vacuum attachment before I try to add any glue to it. See, I know what to do. Do I want to do it? No, I want to put hot glue on it and fix it. Hopefully forever, inevitably temporarily. You know? So. Yes. That's, I suppose, the big news. Benjamin's probably shaking his head. Benjamin? Bon? Come here, baby. Come here. I say he's shaking his head because we had some big news recently. We had some even bigger news, and that is that it was we recently celebrated, yes we did, Benjamin's first birthday. Benny. He's staring at me. He's just staring at me. Benjamin, come here. Come here. He's thinking about it. Come here. Come here, Benjamin. Why won't you come? Do you know that you're on the radio? And you're shy? Okay. Well, oh, here he is now. The second I turn away. Come up. Come up. Come on. It was my angel, my son's birthday. Benjamin. He's in my lap right now. He recently turned 1 year old. Yes. 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 Did you have a great birthday, Benjamin? He did. Here's what we did for his birthday. Recapping Benjamin's first birthday. He's pretty spoiled, I'll tell you that. He has a lot of toys. I told you, I think, that I recently purchased a tube like a kindergartner would play in to put under my bed for him to crawl through and have some fun. And that was specially made for cats, and it came with 20 cat toys, which we slowly doled out, and he loves. He loves. He got like a salmon fillet. Yes, he did. He got a lot of little snacks. Yes, he got one of his salmon squeezy slurries. You know, they sell these like tubes of just fish slurry that you supposedly you're supposed to squeeze them like a push-up pop, and the cat is supposed to gingerly, delicately lick the meat sauce from the tip of this bag. But my cat chews the bag. The little tube. He does. He chews the tube. And it's not as adorable and delicate. It's worrisome. So we just squeeze that right out into the bowl for you, don't we? Yes, we do. So he got those little treats. But the treat that was a surprise to both of us that we didn't realize was coming was that I ordered recently a very long broomstick, just the stick for my stretching. I'm a very tall person, and I've always wanted a very long stick to use for my stretches. Now, you can get like a yoga stick for about $40. Just a stick, everyone. It's just a stick. Or you can order, go to the hardware store, whatever, and buy a very long, extra long broomstick. Do not jump on the computer, Benjamin. That would be an awful thing for you to currently do. You can buy an extra long broomstick for about $6. So that's what I did. I do twists with it. I hold it against my spine and bend forward for the backs of my legs and stuff and for the back. It's a great tool to have if you're looking to expand your physical therapy arsenal, your home PT arsenal, you know? So I ordered that for myself. It came in the mail. And I thought it was just going to come like shrink wrapped, you know? I thought I was just going to get a stick. But, oh no. No, 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 no. It came in the fanciest accommodations. It came in a full box. A full box just for the stick. And now, close your ears. Close your ears if you're sensitive to packaging, wasteful packaging. This wasn't too bad, and we recycled right away. I thought perhaps it would come with other things that I'd order. It came alone in just the longest box, in a 6 foot long box that was about, I don't know, 8 inches wide, like an 8 inch cube, but 6 feet long. You know what I'm saying? Rectangle, I suppose. It did a wonderful job of transporting me my broomstick, which is doing wonders for my stretching. But I said, oh my gosh, Benjamin, this is a perfect gift for you. Look at this. This is your birthday funhouse. Enjoy. Have a blast. I opened the box just until the very end. So it would kind of flap closed, you know, so it was open, but there's a little bit of tape at the end still closing it so that if he jumped in, it was like a trap door. I threw him in that box and he scuttled back and forth. He had the time of his life for quite a while. I'm having some coffee. He loved it. He loved it. That's it. What else? I got him also, did I get you anything else? He's on the bed now. Benjamin, tell me what else I got you. Anything? No? No? No, just, you know, treats. He's really food focused. I will say that we have, speaking of Benjamin, next on my list is that I know that you've been wondering how our games of catch have been going. And I will tell you that swimmingly, and they've developed ever so well. He is very into it. This cat loves to play catch. That's fetch fur. So traditionally you may have heard of this game as fetch, but we don't call it that in this house because we are playing with each other equally, and so we are playing catch. He just can't throw, but he's trying. I'll tell you about it. He's trying. So I do, for 2 hours a day, 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour at night, I do a series of stretches that I've developed through years of watching YouTube, taking yoga classes, going to physical therapy, and most recently TikTok. That one lady on TikTok who was like, hey, do you want to do a split? No big deal. Do these exercises. Changed my life. So I do it in the same place every day. People ask me, they imagine when you say that you're doing 2 hours of stretching every day, that you are ascending to the top of a temple at on the highest peak of Mount Rainier, and then I'm lighting candles, and then I'm silently connecting with the forces of nature, the elements, and the ancestry, and stretching. I want you to know that I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. I am stretching with YouTube on. I'm putting on YouTube. I'm sometimes drinking coffee while I'm stretching. You just gotta stretch, okay? That's the thing. That's the number one thing that my advice about stretching is. It doesn't have to be precious. Start slow and just stretch it. Okay? That was almost a rhyme scheme. Benjamin knows that this is the time that we play catch. Also, I have incorporated catch into the stretch. And why just stretch when you and your cat can catch? So I will either bring over all of the 20 toys that I can find just laying around. Some of them are hidden deeply in the back of the closet. So we're like working on about 8 at a time, you know? Just in case, just so I have backups, but usually he just likes to stay to one toy. I'll throw things out and he'll find the one that he likes for that day, you know, whether it's a sphere, whether it's a little mouse toy, whether it's a jingly toy, whether it's a crinkle crunchel, a foil toy. You never know. He decides as we go along. And so then while I'm stretching, I just throw them across the room. I throw them on top of the cat tower. I throw them into the kitchen. And he chases them, and he brings them back to me. And he brings them back in his little mouth, and I love it. And we have just truly developed a sort of athlete-coach relationship here. I'm his biggest supporter, and I'm also, you know, working to get him at his peak physical catch abilities. Now, I don't personally enjoy sporting events, but I want to support my son. So we're doing it. He's running around right now after the laser pointer. God bless the automatic laser pointer, you know what I'm saying. Busy moms out there. Yes, we play catch, and I will. I know I mentioned that he does not throw it back to me, but he has begun to really try, and it's because of the type. It's some sort of primitive behavior that's deeply into his DNA, I found out through talking to other cat owners. But the cutest thing that I really like now is if we're playing with the cat, with the mouse-shaped little mouse toys. You know the little mouse toys, like dollar store mouse toys. Just, they're a little fuzzy. They could be peanut shells with flocking, you know, like they're little things with a little tail. And I'll throw them and he'll come back with it in his mouth, okay? And he'll stand in front of me and then he'll pick up his little paw and he'll bat it out of his mouth at me, throwing it at me, essentially. And I've talked to another cat owner and they said, oh yes, my cat who played catch would do that with the mouse toys specifically. And he does it. It's just amazing. And I just love it. And he's just the smartest little boy. Like, there's a YouTube video came up that said, is my cat a genius? And I said, I don't have to watch this video. I already know. I already know that my cat's a genius. He is adorable. And he is also Benjamin. Benjamin. He's a baby. He's a beast. Benjamin. That's the song I sing him. He's a vicious killer. He's a vicious killer of insects. Now, you know how I feel about spiders. In this house, you know, in the walls, have a blast. You want to stay in the corner? Please don't have babies. If you have babies, I'm going to have to execute them all. I'm sorry. The women, the children, all of them. But if you just want to hang around, by all means, just hang. You know, I may, if you get too close, I may bring you outside. If you terrify me in some way, you're taking your life in your hands. I'm an ogre. I am a giant ogre. And you are in my home. So, you know, I have a generous policy of staying in the corner, staying where I can't see you. It's fine. I'll leave you alone. Even if I'm in the shower and you're in the corner next to the vent, I'm assuming that you're just coming out for a little while and you're going to go back in the vent. I'll leave you alone. I will leave you alone. But I'm sorry to inform you that since Benjamin moved in, the policy has changed. Because I have watched him smash his face against a spider walking across the floor, crushing it, and then eating it. I have seen him jump into the air, into the corner of the room, clap a spider in his hands, take it to the floor and eat it. I have come home to one of the larger spiders dead waiting for me. Thank you, Benjamin. I appreciate it. Thank you for your loyalty. And I'm sorry, spiders. I am sorry, spiders, but there's a new kid in town and there's a new policy. He's a vicious killer. Benjamin. Spider Slayer. He killed them. He killed all of them. Not just the men, but the women and the children, too. So, thank you, Benjamin, for being a vicious killer. And playing yoga catch with me. I love playing yoga catch with you, Benjamin. He's just staring. He's just staring into the distance. I would like to say thank you, a special thank you to Black and Gold. I received recently a perfect caftan. You know, one of our listeners, Black and Gold, one of our friends to the pod, one of our homies on the internet, one of our internet acquaintances, occasionally likes to send things out as though he is Oprah, and Oprah is he, and his Oprah's I suppose end of summer list and included a full length caftan, striped, beautiful colors. I adore it. And I'm just like, I'm just ready to wear it in the fall too. You know, I'm ready to cozy up with a cup of tea and my caftan all day and just like watch a marathon of something. And I have worn it, but I haven't reached the level of caftan coziness that I'm looking for, where I just, like, I wake up and I'm nude, and I throw on my caftan immediately. First thing, I've gotta hang it next to my bed. I've gotta put it. I have to drape it up over my like dressing stool or something. I don't know, and just get out of the bed and just let it slink on to me, and then just spend the day in my caftan, drinking warm fluids and watching reality television or something. That's the dream that I'm looking for. So thank you, Black and Gold. Thank you, Black and Gold. I'm close to achieving the dream. I will let you know. Because usually, you know, I have now my caftan, aside from the caftan, my personal caftan is that I have a couple of extra large t-shirts that I just, when I get home from work or wherever, I just put on one of my four home t-shirts and an oversized pair of boxer shorts, like I am, like it's 1998. I put a scrunchie in my hair, and I roll down the waistband. I do not. I'm just kidding. But that is a look from 94 through 98 that I remember well. And that's my home clothes. That's my my t-shirt caftan. And then when I go to bed, I just throw them on the floor. And then when I wake up, I put them on again. And then when I have to put on my work clothes, I take them off. And then when I get home from work, I just put them on again. My home clothes. Home clothes are big now that I go out into the world again. And I love my home clothes. And now I'm just going to have to put on my home caftan, my half tan, you know. Although I suppose you could wear this caftan is so glamorous that you could wear it out, but it's just not the season to wear it outside. So currently it's my half tan, and when I'm going to go outside in it, it'll be my caftan for canoodling. That's right. And when I'm canoodling, I put on my caftan. When I'm home, it's my half tan. So, thank you so much again, Black and Gold. I really love it. I really appreciate it. Now, on the list, I do have one item to talk about, and that is not important. It's not important, but if you are a non-meat eater, or if you're an omnivore, and you enjoy a harm-reductive, like, this is still junk food. I mean, let's be real. Impossible meat is still junk food. But it's protein. It's protein. It's good. It's not the cleanest protein that you could be having, okay? It's processed. It's all of that. So, I'm aware. Thank you. But they came out with sausage meat. Fake meat. Girl. It comes in a tube. Girl. I'm talking about the ground up stuff. I'm not talking about in a casing. I'm talking about a good old fashioned 1980s tube of sausage meat, except it's plant based. And it tastes exactly like, wait for it, Jimmy Dean. If you're a fan, this is just a tip. This is just a tip for life. If you're a fan of, if you want the nostalgia of like truly, truly a microwavable sausage, the spice profile, it's better than that. The quality is better than that. And then nobody died. Nobody died for this that we know of. Nobody died for Impossible Sausage. They got the spice profile just right of your most nostalgic like McDonald's breakfast sausage, you know? It tastes like that. And that is good to me when it comes to a breakfast sausage. So I'm just putting it out there. You want to make yourself some scrambled eggs, Impossible Sausage, and mushrooms. Like, you might thank me later. Throw a little spinach in there, you know? You might thank me later because it is delicious. And I loved it. I loved it so much I put it on the list. But that's all. This is not sponsored. I wish it were, but it's not. You know, I don't wish it was, because I want to give you the truth in my reviews of Impossible Sausage. They hit one out of the park with that one, I'll tell you. They hit it out of the park. So, anything else? No, there's not much else. This is just a quickie, a quick little episode to catch in with your internet acquaintance. Hi. Hi. Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. You know, I hope that you, I hope that you did some good drawing while listening to this episode. I hope you enjoy hearing about my cat, because that's going to be the next 18 years of my life, 18 to 20 years, hopefully, of my life, hearing about Benjamin. We are tight. We are tight. And he's gotten sweeter. Oh, as it goes along. So I'm very happy. Thank you with me and my son. And that's all. I'm going to try to do another pod in August. We are in the month of... No, we're not. We're in September. Ooh, yikes. Yikes. September's almost over, and I just said it was August. That's where I am. That's where I am in my brain right now. So, a window to my soul. I'm going to try to do another September pod, but as you know, I'm a deadbeat dad. And so if I don't see you in one more September quickie, I'll see you in October. It's spooky season. I'm very excited. I have a spooky t-shirt that I've been wearing. Thank you very much. And I'm festive. I'm very festive. The last thing that I have is the fashion. What's the fashion moment that I'm currently in? Well, I've been sort of like trying to get out of the depression of the panorama and dressing a little bit more feisty as in a non-binary preferred kind of way. But you know, when I just like, I'll put on, ooh, we're going to talk about some things next time. Okay. I'm going to add to the list right now. I'm adding to next episode's list. Remind me later to talk about fashion, etc. I'm writing down, I'm going to save it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But you know, I sort of have been attempting to dress in a way that it's just like lighthearted fun for me. I feel a little bit more non-binary in a fun way, in which I like. And but then I look at myself in the mirror and I'm an old Italian man. I'm much like my grandfather. I'm wearing lots of chunky gold pieces and a festive print on a shirt. Is that my grandfather texting me from beyond the grave? No, it's Cat Hazard. Oh wow. Okay. I'm gonna have to text you back, Cat Hazard. And not read this text on the air. Well, yeah, so I've got, you know, I'm wearing lots of gold pieces. Where, if you were wondering where I am right now for fall, winter, gold pieces, earrings, chains, gigantic gold watch, all gold everything, and then lots of a print on a shirt, you know? And then a simple pant. Silent mode. Thanks for tuning into this stream of consciousness, wacko-palooza event. I enjoy talking to you. You know, we'll talk again soon. Thanks to Ketsa, fully with their track Fully Paid. That's our royalty-free music of the week. I enjoy it. We're going to vibe to it. Yes, we are. If you'd like to support this pod, you can at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. Thank you to everyone who donates $1, $5, or $10 a month there. And this is also a reminder that if you're unsatisfied with your service, you can just go to that same place and cancel. Oh, olive juice. Was this fun? I hope it was fun. Benjamin, did you have fun? Rebecca, we'll talk next week. Rebecca and I have been through some things. We're fine. Everyone's fine. But, you know, vinegar was involved. We'd freshly brewed. We're back on track, you know. So stay safe out there. Wear a mask. Get vaccinated. And olive juice. Olive juice. Olive juice. Olive juice.